We were talking about genomic assays, and I was curious what we know about special tumor types in terms of invasive cancer, beginning with lobular carcinoma.
So recently, the TCGA on lobular cancers was published, and so it's the largest series of comprehensive profiling on invasive lobular cancers. And what we learned was that, not surprisingly, mutations in the CDH1 gene, or ecadherin, that was the most common alteration in invasive lobular cancers. And our pathologists have told us for a long time that loss of ecadherin expression defines the lobular phenotype, and now with this large comprehensive profiling study, it's been confirmed that, in fact, mutations in CDH1 are the most common alteration. Interestingly, mutations in PIK3CA are the second most common, and that goes along with findings of other ER-positive breast cancer subtypes. And when we look at the transcriptome, lobular cancers are largely of the luminal A phenotypes, again, going along with what we know about them tending to have lower rates of proliferation, lower-grade malignancies. There wasn't really anything that was unknown, per se, that came out of the comprehensive profiling study, but it does provide us with some additional insight into deciphering the differences between these low-grade ER-positive breast cancers. There probably are some differences between the lobular luminal A's and the ductal luminal A's.
What do we know about genomic findings? For example, the 21-gene recurrence score in patients with lobular carcinoma. I remember seeing one series where there were actually, people think of it, I think, as a pretty indolent, sort of non-chemo-responsive disease. But I was surprised. I remember seeing one series where there were a lot of intermediate score oncotypes there.
So I think just as there's a spectrum of everything, there's a spectrum within lobulars, and every once in a while we will see a lobular that's HER2 positive, we will see a lobular that is low ER positivity or a higher grade tumor. And so certainly we have to consider all those factors. Overwhelmingly, lobulars are low to intermediate grade ER positive, relatively indolent tumors, but certainly there can be some outliers.